When the word cancer is mentioned, which body part do you instantly think of? Breast? Lung? Prostate? I doubt many people think of the pancreas. In fact, a quarter of people in this country know very little about pancreatic cancer. 10% have never even heard of it. Yet pancreatic cancer is Britain's fifth deadliest cancer, killing 22 people every day. Just last week, we heard from Dane Wilde from Watford Village near Daventry. He has pancreatic cancer and has been told it's terminal. Over the next few months, Dane is sharing with us how he's coping and what he's doing to make the most of the time he had left. Here's a reminder of what Dane told us last week when he found out his cancer was terminal and he was told he has just 3 months to live.
I expected to walk in and see the chemo specialist and for him to say, yes, some of the cancer had grown, some had shrunk, it had spread to a different location, and we would up the regime of chemicals to put into your body. With him saying that it had failed, it was very upsetting. I don't like surprises, and it was certainly a surprise. My wife was in tears. So now, a week after having been told I haven't got chemo, I'm getting most of the chemicals out of my body. I'm starting to have a personality. I'm starting to be able to stay up a little bit later. And I see it as somewhat of a benefit that in my last 3 months, I can be drug-free, if you like. And people will remember the real me rather than the shell of Dane Wilde as he was before he was on chemo.
Alice Dunt is the founder of Pancreatic Cancer Action and a pancreatic cancer survivor herself. Good morning, Ali.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on the programme. Dane's pancreatic cancer has spread to his liver. It is terminal, as we've heard. How do you respond to what you've heard from Dane, given that you've survived the disease yourself?
Well, I have to say, I've got to know Dane very well through the work of Pancreatic Cancer Action. He's become a friend of the charity and a friend of myself. And I hate to do this on air, but unfortunately, Dane passed away last week from pancreatic cancer. So it's very sad to hear his voice.
Now, I don't know whether we were aware that we'd actually lost him, but so it was last week, was it?
It was just last week, so obviously we offer our condolences to his wife Charlie and his family and also all the friends. He's got a fantastic set of friends locally and wider afield, and they've been incredibly supportive of him, and I know that they're all in a little bit of turmoil at the moment.
I'm sure they are. He was facing his final months very bravely, it seemed to me.
Amazingly, he had a supreme attitude to life, and you know, he just, I think his attitude was, well, you know, I've got a few months, I'm going to laugh throughout those few months, and I'm going to do things with my wife and my family and my friends to enjoy the time that I've got, whatever time that was. And he certainly did that, and he's incredibly inspirational to all of us, and it's very sad to hear.
Indeed it is, and sad for all of us too, Ali. Thank you for letting us know, even in these difficult circumstances. Pancreatic cancer, do many people survive it?
Well, about 3.5 to 4% of us survive pancreatic cancer, so the figure is extremely low. And the only way we do that is if those of us are diagnosed in time for surgery to be an option, and also for that surgery to be effective. I think Dane had surgery initially, but his cancer came back very, very rapidly. In my case, I had surgery, and I followed up with combination chemotherapy and chemoradiotherapy. And touch wood and everything else, I'm still here sort of 6 years later, but I am the exception, and it's my mission to make sure there are more people like me who are surviving this disease, and the mission of Pancreatic Cancer Action, the charity that I founded, to make more people aware of the signs and the symptoms, and also we educate GPs and other hospital doctors through our e-learning programs as well.
And the symptoms?
Well, it depends on whether your tumour is in the head of the pancreas or the tail. Mine was in the body and tail. So my symptoms were upper backache, which radiated round to the front. I had pain on eating. I had change in bowel habits, so smelly, pale stools that didn't flush away very well. And I had unexplained weight loss. Now, other people can have upper abdominal pain. That can sometimes radiate round to the back. Again, the pain on eating can be significant. Unexplained weight loss is very significant. So if anybody's losing weight without trying, go see your GP. jaundice, yellowing of the skin and the eyes, possibly itchy skin, indigestion symptoms. Those are not responding to prescribed medication, because a lot of people will have indigestion out there, but if it's not responding to the medicine that your doctor's prescribed you, go back.
And as with all cancers, early diagnosis, very important.
Extremely important. And the problem with pancreatic cancer is that it receives only 1% of research funding, and that equated in 2012 to only about 5.2 million. So I don't like putting things head to head against other cancers, but breast cancer got 42 million. So we're definitely the Cinderella and the poor relation. And because of that and decades of underfunding, we don't really understand this disease very well. So we haven't yet got a simple blood test, urine test, saliva test that can be done cheaply and quickly to diagnose people sooner in the early stages. And we desperately need that to stop the people dying from pancreatic cancer. 22 people a day die from pancreatic cancer in the UK. And the survival rates haven't changed much in over 40 years. So we really need to get moving with this disease, and people need to help fund us and get progress for this cancer.
And very briefly, Ali, I'm guessing you've got a website somewhere we can find out more, have you?
Absolutely. It's pancreaticcanceraction.org. And if anybody is worried, feel free to give us a call. And there's lots and lots of information about the disease there, including a whole list of symptoms. So go and check it. There's a symptoms checker. So if you're worried, take down the details of your symptoms. Go to your GP.
Ali, thank you very much indeed. Ali Stunt, founder of Pancreatic Cancer Action, and sad news about Dane Wilde. BBC Radio Northampton, 25 to 9.